The proposal seeks to pay for a one-year extension of the temporary payroll tax cut and extend benefits for the long-term unemployed by slashing the number of people eligible to receive the federal child tax credit. Under the proposal, people who use an individual taxpayer identification number to file their taxes rather than a Social Security number would be ineligible to receive the child tax credit. This would affect many illegal immigrants, adding an estimated $1,800 to a family's yearly federal tax bill. Leticia Miranda is a senior policy advisor at National Council of La Raza. She says her group is in favor of extending the payroll tax cut and long-term unemployment benefits.
However, we don't think it should be paid for on the backs of poor children and families.
The NCLR estimates that Latinos make up 85% of the families who would see their tax bills go up if the proposal passes. A bill including the measure restricting the child tax credit is now being debated in a congressional conference committee. The committee has until the end of the month to hash out a final bill. In San Diego, I'm Jill Replogle.